I'm Kate Dudley and I'm the Chief Executive of Kingston Carers Network.
And what does Kingston Carers Network do?
Kingston Carers Network supports unpaid carers who are supporting someone who couldn't manage without their help because they've got a disability, an illness, a mental health problem or have a substance addiction. And we're supporting around 4,000 people in the borough of Kingston.
And how many staff do you have?
We have 17 full-time and part-time staff, and we're really lucky we have just over 90 volunteers as well in a range of different roles. Counsellors, admin staff, our volunteers who help with our activities, particularly our young carers' activities. We have a team of mentors who mentor our young carers who need additional support. And so we couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. They're brilliant.
What are the issues that some of your clients face?
The carers in Kingston face a number of different issues. It is often tied up with the issues of the people they're caring for. And we support adult carers and young carers, and their issues will be very different. So for a young carer, it might be that they're missing out on things that their peers enjoy. They may have less time to do schoolwork, homework. They may not be able to participate in things that their friends can enjoy, extracurricular activities. There's often poverty linked to being a young carer as well as being an adult carer. It's really important because of the impact that caring can have on young and adult carers in terms of their mental and their physical well-being. Caring can be very tiring, takes up a lot of time, people are often exhausted, they're often very stressed, very high levels of anxiety, high levels of depression. Often carers don't see a very positive future. Often caring will become more difficult over time. So it's really important that they can access the support and advice they need.
What are some of the challenges you face as an organisation?
Often for us it's around funding. A big proportion of our funding is project funding from charitable trusts, the lottery and so on. So over 50% of our income comes from the non-statutory sector, and so that will mean that we may be funded for 2 or 3 years, so we're always having to replace that funding. It's very hard to be stable and feel that we have sort of secure financial future. I think that's the case for many charities. But added to that challenge is the fact that demand is growing. Last year we had over 1,000 referrals, and more carers are needing more support. And they're needing much more advice and advocacy. So the issues around funding become compounded by the fact that we need more funding, and it's very competitive. And of course, there's less money, but that's probably the case for a lot of other local charities. So it's meeting demand and trying to be sustainable in the future. You can't ever stop worrying about the future. You're always looking ahead and planning. But I think we're in a good position. We've just increased our turnover. Over the last 8 years, our turnover has increased over fivefold, as well as the number of carers we're supporting. So we have been able to sort of keep expanding and developing, even in these sort of tough economic times.
What are your plans for the future, then?
So our plans for the future is to continue growing. We know there's more demand. It's really important that we can sort of meet that demand. We want to reach out to more carers. We think there are 14,000 or so carers in the borough. We're only in contact with 4,000. So we know there are a lot of hidden carers that may need our support as well. So we can never sort of relax and think we're doing everything we could be doing. We need to be actually reaching those carers. We'd like to do more in terms of their well-being. We'd like to help carers get back into work. We need to make sure that more young carers are accessing our service. We are already supporting 700 young carers, but research by the BBC suggests there's 2,000 young carers in the borough. We really can't afford for those young carers who may need support to be missing out on support. So our future is to continue developing and meeting demand. We'd like to work more with GPs and local hospitals to make sure that carers are identified and access the right support. We want to make sure that carers are involved in health and care planning. They're vital in terms of keeping people living independently. So if carers are involved and listened to by medical professionals, then I think they will be able to cope better, and of course people will be able to live independently for longer.
Do you have links with those professionals at the moment?
We work in Kingston Hospital. We're there at the moment 2 sessions a week, and the idea is that we're actually identifying carers, and that's been a really successful project which has been funded initially by a big lottery. Now Lloyd's Foundation are funding part of that work. And so we work on the elderly patient wards, and we try to identify carers. We offer them advice and information, and then they can then be referred on to our advice team to get ongoing, comprehensive, very in-depth advice. And the idea is actually that they're involved in discharge planning, they're listened to, they're involved in actually that pathway home, so they're prepared for the patient to go home. Sometimes carers may find themselves for the first time in a caring role because something catastrophic has happened that's made that person be admitted into hospital. It might be a stroke, it might be a fall, something that has really triggered off quite a serious illness, which means there will be long-term rehabilitation and long-term care. And that can be really frightening for carers. So we're there to help them start that journey as well as plan for the future. And we're working with 8 or 9 GP practices where we hold advice sessions, and GPs and primary care staff refer to those sessions, or they can refer to our service here in Tolworth, and we offer one-to-one advice for those carers. Again, they're not always aware of the fact that they're even carers, let alone what support is available to them. So it's worked really well actually being there doing this outreach work, and it helps primary care professionals recognise carers and their needs, and also recognise that there are services out there that can help them as well as the carers.